This is Ken Land, and I am the host of the Hudson Valley Top Talk Show. So we got Justin Riccobono, Hudson Valley Hops. Justin Riccobono from Hudson Valley Hops is here today.
In the last 2 years, we've made some unbelievable strides. As co-founder of Dutchess Hops with Carmine, we really kicked it off with that project. A little over 2 years ago, and this year we had our first big harvest. It takes a couple of years for the hops to fully mature, but we got about 350 pounds of dried hops that we harvested, and we were like sold out before we even harvested. So it was amazing, and all the breweries here in the Hudson Valley have been fantastic supporters of what we're doing. We've had a lot of people that have interest in growing hops as well. So we actually put together the first commercial hop farm at Dutchess Hops, put our plants in the ground in spring of 2013, and now there are approximately 10 hop farms here in the Hudson Valley. We've helped 4 other farms get started, and 2 more this year we've consulted with, and I'm actually working on developing an additional 3 farms this fall. So
that's awesome. That is awesome. That's so great to hear. That's really, really resurgent. The resurgence of it is coming back. So you guys are basically, you're running around, you're setting up these small farms, and you're doing the participating in the harvesting. Because I know one of the big things was the biggest, I guess, hurdle in the hop industry was the harvesting.
Right.
I know it's extremely expensive. The equipment is expensive. It's like anything else, right? But I know you guys, the last we had spoken, you had a couple of, like you said, you had a couple of farms on board. You were working with them as being the, I guess, the main harvester. Is there a terminology for that?
Well, there's the picker.
The picker.
The picker is actually what processes the hop binds through a machine. It strips the binds down and separates the cones and leaves from the bind and then sorts that out. That particular piece of equipment can cost anywhere from $30,000 to maybe $70,000. For every farm to have that, it's quite quite problematic. So the idea for Hudson Valley Hops to come on board and to really work with all the different farms that are out there and act as a consultant, work with them, so we could share equipment, both the picker and the packaging system, the pelletizer, which we're going to be getting into. I'll talk a little bit more about that later next year for 2015. But being able to do that really makes it brings a lot more sense into getting into hop farming for a lot of farms. And also handling the distribution, becoming a single point of contact for all the brewers.
So essentially you're like you're creating a main hub. Surrounding yourselves with a bunch of smaller farms that are obviously going to grow,
yes,
and then they're going to send them to you, and you're going to do the drying, you're going to do the harvesting, the drying, packaging, and then shipping them out from where you're at.
Yes, we're going to look at offering all of those types of services through the cooperative. Some farms may want to handle their own drying and harvesting. It depends on whether they have the equipment or not. And what we figured is 5 farms per picker, let's say. And we could go out there. We could do the entire harvest, the picking, and the drying on site with our mobile unit that we're gonna have. And then take it back and handle all the packaging as well as all the distribution. Most farms and farmers aren't really, skilled at selling. So what we're really doing is offering that solution for them too, so
they don't want to be bothered, essentially.
Right. Totally.
They just want to grow.
They want to be on the farm. Last thing they need to do is start going around and trying to sell the stuff. So we're offering that level of service through the cooperative to make it a lot easier, especially to grow this whole industry back.
That's awesome. Now, do you feel that I know that I like to try and stay out of politics as much as possible, but I also understand that throughout the growth of the agricultural sector of the economy, that do you feel that you're getting some more support and or funding, maybe grant wise from the government? They seem to be recognizing this as something that's some serious business, you know, that potentially could be something absolutely phenomenal that's going to come out of New York State here. So I would, at least on my end, what I'm hearing is that they seem to be more receptive to what's going on in this particular industry. So now, you may have some more insight on the funding and or the cooperation from what the government's, you know, I hate using that word, God, but especially when I'm talking about beer. But yeah, I mean, what they're on their end, what they're doing to help us and you in the agricultural sector. So maybe you could touch a little bit on that if there is anything to touch on. I don't know, I figured I'd throw it at you, you know.
No, you're right, Ken. It's this is really a something that really crosses so many different areas, and politics is definitely one of them. You know, when we first got started with the hop farm at Dutchess Hops, one of the reasons was because of Governor Cuomo's farm brewery bill, which is now bringing on a lot more people who are looking to brew and get beer out there. It's helping. It's really helping everybody. A lot of people are like, oh, what about the competition? There's going to be too many breweries. And, you know, eventually there will be a lot more competition. So, you know, brewers are going to have to really create some good beer if they want to stay in the game. Yeah, but we're only at like, I think right now we're still only at like half of what, like per capita, what like, let's say Colorado is in terms of breweries and or gallons, you know, barrels of beer being made in the state of New York. I mean, New York was essentially the biggest agricultural area in the country, you know, in the 1800s. I mean, we were supplying New York City with all their food, and then it kind of dropped off, and now people are really looking to get back into that. And Hudson Valley is a perfect location. We have some of the best growing conditions –